On to news out of Yemen now, where at least 20 Ansarullah fighters have been killed in clashes with Al-Qaeda terrorists. The deadly clashes took place in Radha town in Baydah province. Al-Qaeda militants have also captured 12 Ansarullah fighters in recent days. Ansarullah fighters have been making advances in Yemen's restive south. They've already taken over the towns of Yarim and Radha. Fighters have been sending reinforcements to the south near Al-Qaeda strongholds in an attempt to drive terrorists out of the area. To get more on that, we're joined by Yusuf Modi, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Yemeni capital. Yusuf, what more do we know at this time?
Well, this is actually turning into a sectarian conflict. The Houthis are not just fighting with Al-Qaeda-linked militants. Sunni fighters have also joined the fight and are engaging in fierce clashes with the Houthis south of the Yemeni capital in the province of Ib and also in the province of Al-Baydah, mainly in the city of Radah, where the fierce clashes have erupted these past 3 days. Now, when the Houthis first took over the city of Radah, I said that this did not mean that Al-Qaeda has been defeated and that this was mainly a strategic move by the group, whereby they withdraw to allow the Houthis to enter and secure checkpoints and take positions, and then it will be followed by a number of operations against Houthi security checkpoints and against Houthi positions, which have resulted in the death of scores of Houthi fighters. Something which has taken place the past few days, ever since Houthis entered the province of Al-Baydah in the city of Radah. However, as I said before, the Houthis, despite this, they continue to make advancements south of the Yemeni capital. They are also striking a number of deals with Sunni tribesmen in various locations. And what that basically does is that it paves the way for the Houthis to enter and continue their campaign to drive out armed militants or Al-Qaeda-linked militants in that part of the region where Al-Qaeda is known to operate throughout the years. It should also be noted here that there's been a number of demonstrations in the south of in South Yemen by Sunni protesters who have taken to the streets, and they're basically raising slogans, chanting "No to Houthis." And they're also something I found interesting is that they're calling for the establishment of an Islamic caliphate. And I think this is an indication of the shape that this conflict will soon turn into.
Okay, Yusuf, I do apologize once again. We'll have to leave it there for now, but we do, of course, appreciate that detailed update. No doubt, we'll be speaking you in further details about this issue later on as well.